Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Making his glorious return, the one, the only star of this show, is Kip Branch.
It's good to be back, brother. You know, sometimes in sports, you know, you watch SportsCenter every day, and you have these contract holdouts, and you have all this thing. You have labor, and you have management, and you have all this stuff that plays into the fabric of sports. Sometimes you just gotta hold out for a couple of weeks to get the environment ripe to where it's conducive for you to grow professionally. So I'm glad to be back, you know, after a two-week break and, happy back on the Jason Bishop Show. So glad to be here.
Is that what happened, is you were mistreated by management, so you decided to take 2 weeks off? Because if you were mistreated by management, I am sure that I should let them know that.
Yeah, well, you know, now I went on a camping trip, had a good time, and then got injured in the gym, playing around with weights at my age, and had to take a week off to heal up. Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jessup Furniture, and Nat's Landing.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down the street from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt's a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through, and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Just in case you're not sure what you're listening to, this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. With Kip Branch in studio, gracing us with his presence after a two-week absence on the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you miss any of the show, we'll stream it on demand, TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. I'll take your calls today. We're going to talk some Super Bowl. Signing day is right around the corner. Yeah, we'll discuss NBA All-Star Game, too. And by the way, there's a rumor on a coaching hire over in Darien at MCA. We'll discuss that, too. 912-275-7017.
And we're not going to be on here today bashing the Georgia Bulldogs and the 37-year title year rain drought and Herschel Walker, blah, blah, blah. We're not going to be talking about all that today. I'm back.
The Super Bowl. That's what's going down on Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday.
Is Kip, America going to watch the Super Bowl?
I'm glad you brought that up, because I actually am predicting that this to be one of the lowest rated Super Bowls in recent history.
I know the NFL wanted this Super Bowl just based upon TV markets. Out of the four teams that were remaining, the last thing the NFL wanted from a market standpoint was a Minnesota-Jacksonville Super Bowl. They got the Eagles, and they got the Patriots, and it seemed like the NFL helped out a little bit to get the Patriots there.
That might be an understatement. Well, Jaguar fans, yes, we think you got cheated.
I do. I know. I mean, let's think. I hadn't been here in 2 weeks, and I didn't get to cover this, so we may be going back in some.
Okay, so let's redo the whole show script.
We're talking
about
the Super
Bowl. Because Kip wants to do something
different. It's all connected. It's all connected to the Super Bowl. But in the second quarter of the AFC Championship game, Jacksonville was firmly in control of that football game. And then what happened, Jason? The flag started. There was like six in a row. Boom, 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 boom. Right there before the half, gave the Patriots the football back. They drive in and score and kind of cut the lead, big lead, down to 3 or 4 points. And then, you know, Jags got a lot of tough calls in that game. Tough calls. Inadvertent whistle cost Miles Jack a touchdown on the fantastic play that he made.
Yeah, that was crappy. But I am just amazed. Not only that you asked just to redo the whole first segment.
We're talking about Super Bowl.
But then it's being accommodated. We, like,
Like I said,
first segment, 10 o'clock, 10:09, Super Bowl talk. We're talking the Jacksonville Jaguars, who aren't even playing, and the producer's like, yeah, let's just go with it.
Yeah,
that's but because, that's not on the script sheet.
But that's because when you have a two-week hiatus and you meet at high levels behind the scenes, the format of the show can kind of just go. It's like a golf swing. A golf swing's got a lot of feel to it. So he said, just go in the direction that you feel led. That's what management said.
God.
I said, okay. So back to the Super Bowl. Will it be watched? I think this will be one of the Super Bowl, first Super Bowl in quite some time that'll have under 100 million viewers.
I'm in agreement.
And I don't like either team. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like the Eagles. I sure don't like the Patriots. I'm ready for Tom Brady to retire. But if you have to pin me down, I'll be pulling for the Eagles to win, but I have not a lot of confidence that they will.
I'm pulling for the Patriots. I like the favorite. I like Tom Brady as good as he is. The Patriots won all these Super Bowls. I like being able to witness greatness for myself. And that is what the Patriots have done. I would love to see Tom Brady and that organization win another Super Bowl so that in 20 years I can say, I saw the Patriots win, what is it, 6 Super Bowls?
And then I'll be interested when you grow up a little and, you know, mature a little more. I mean, you're still a young man. I'm a little bit older than you. I'll be interested if you take, you know, these discussions that we have sometimes about LeBron and Michael Jordan. I'll be interested to see the next Johnny-come-lately 20 years from now if you'll say that they're better than Tom Brady. I'll be interested. I hope I'm still around to witness that.
You'll still be doing this show in 20 years.
I'll be interested in that. See if you kind of fall into that trap that you accused me of falling into.
Tom Brady is the best quarterback that has ever lived.
Okay. I agree with that.
Proof's in the pudding. Championships, statistics, everything. Everything backs that up. Everything.
Everything. He's the man. Yes, he is. But I hope they lose tomorrow. Because I'm tired of Tom. He's 40 years old. He needs to retire.
You know what I think Tom should do?
What?
If he wins tomorrow, retire. You got all the win MVP, Super Bowl MVP, another Super Bowl, go off in the sunset, and then buy WEEI and launch his own morning talk show and fire those guys. I think that's what he should do.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
That would be awesome because I like Tom. Don't get me wrong. I like Tom Brady as a person. I think he's a classy guy. But what that radio station up there did when they brought up his daughter, I don't know if you're familiar, but said some disparaging comments about, I think, his 5-year-old daughter. And he just signed a new contract with that radio station to be an on-air personality. And that's bad.
And if you believe, if you're one of these people that believe that Tom Brady basically just smiles from the camera and does sponsors, advertisements just for the paycheck, if that's what you think of Tom Brady, then your opinion of him should completely be flipped on its head from what he did this past week. We'll talk about that a little bit. Though, Sound of the Week. It's in Sound of the Week.
Oh!
It's in Sound of the Week, which comes up after this break. The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N tuckerattty.com.
Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here. Don't screw this up. Don't know where to start? Get over to the Flower Basket, 2440 Parkwood Drive, across from the hospital. Let the Flower Basket crew make sure her Valentine's Day is amazing. Beautiful red roses by the dozen or in a variety of colors and mixed flower arrangements, too. They have plenty of unique Valentine's Day specials, including the My Heart's Gem Vase, embossed with a crystal heart. So, this Valentine's Day, get it right. The Flower Basket, 912-265-5990, and online at brunswickflowerbasket.net.
The best hangout spot on St. Simon's? All the locals will tell you, Brogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island, and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all. Happy hour 4 to 6, and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon's Sound the island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simon's, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simon's. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas, 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, back with a brand new, brand spanking new contract after a two-week hiatus. So I'm back on the show and just glad to be back. I like to talk sports on Saturday. So one of my favorite segments of the week is the Weekend Review. Here we go.
And here we go. The NFL declined to play a commercial during the Super Bowl from a veterans group asking everyone to stand for the national anthem. Maybe we should ask the NFL to relocate to Iraq. I'm sure they would love to come back to the U.S. then, and I'm also sure they'd love to stand for the national anthem. Do you think I could win just 1 point from Roger Federer? L.A. Clippers just graduated from the school of how to run a sports franchise, taught by the Miami Marlins. Joel Embiid, like a pillow, soft. Celtics, Warriors, write it down, NBA Finals. Have they played the Pro Bowl yet? Fox is going to pay the NFL $550 million a year for crappy Thursday night football. What do you think the XFL is going to get? It was better than Thursday night football to begin with. NBA All-Star Game, does that mean the season is already halfway over? PGA, here's a PR tip. Let's not call a tournament the Waste Management Open. The state of Minnesota is hyped, not for the Super Bowl, but for Rob Gronkowski's parties. The Marlins have even cleaned out the broadcast booth. They hired a new play-by-play guy. Now that's cutting payroll. Life lesson, never call someone else's kid a pissant. And these are my thoughts.
Nice.
Just telling you the truth.
It's good to come back after, you know. But it's one of these segments that I kind of look forward to hear that weekend review. This segment, though, is brought to you by Urgent Med. Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's, in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in and get out and get on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's Island, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmare-1.com. I've been there. I took my grandson there a couple of weeks ago.
Good folks.
Got bit by a dog at a park on St. Simon, so I had to go take him in there and get him checked out. And the staff at Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's was fabulous.
I want to get into Super Bowl predictions. We're going to get into signing day as well, but we haven't given you any scores or anything like that.
Oh, here comes the classic Jason Bishop prediction.
Because I typically get these right.
Yeah,
so
you
do. I'll give you the opportunity to go first.
I want the Eagles to win, so I'll pick the Eagles. I'll say 27-24, but I know I'm going to be wrong, but I just want the Eagles to win. I want to change. But yeah. I'll say the Eagles 27-24.
Okay, you're going Eagles 27-24.
Right.
Okay. Breaking news. I am taking the Patriots over the Eagles.
Can I say the score?
38-10.
Wow. Wow. That's just amazing. Wow. Been gone for 2 weeks. Some things never change.
Me getting scores right.
Oh, wow. That's just 38-10. Fabulous.
Signing day is coming up. We've got the ones that we know of locally that are signing at different colleges. We'll run those down. Over at Glenn Academy, Hunter Hall is committed to West Georgia. At Brunswick, Aubrey Williams to Navy. Sherrod Frazier to Marshall. Alonzo Brown to UVA Wise. DJ Whitfield, George Mincy, and Ty Henson all commit to Valdosta State.
And now Tevin Small, just like last night, committed to Valdosta State.
Got it.
Okay.
John Kano is currently at Kennesaw State taking a visit. He has yet to commit.
Kano's got a lot of options. He's got offers from the Citadel. He's got a preferred walk-on offer at Georgia. He's got a big decision to make. He's got quite a few options out there staring him in the face.
John Kano, if you're listening to me, this is Jason Bishop talking to you. As a Kennesaw State alum.
Lord, we can't. We're going to recruit live on live radio.
It is a great school. North Atlanta, you're close enough from downtown that if you want to be a part of the Atlanta scene, you can do that. If you don't want to be, you're still 30 minutes away. Great mountains, great history, Kennesaw Mountain and Sherman marching through there.
He burned everything, though, when he came through.
But great scenery. They rebuilt.
It all grew back, yeah. Trees grow back after they get burned down.
It's a good school, man. Communications department is exceptional. I'm here to tell you.
Cam Futch is also committed to West Georgia. He'll be signing with the Wolves next Wednesday from Brunswick High. Don't know any about the Frederica kids.
I know there have been a ton of coaches that have made stops over there for Jayshon Sheffield and Jalen Simpson for next year's class. Warren McClendon over at Brunswick High as well.
Man, I've seen every, let's see, Kirby's been here. Gus Malzahn's been here.
Gus Malzahn's a big dude.
He's tall.
He is a big dude.
Principal at Brunswick High, you know, Dr. Spence, he comes on the show sometimes. You know, if he stands up straight, maybe he's 5'10", but when he doesn't, like most times, he's about 5'9½". So he said Gus was a tall guy. Gus about 6'3", 6'4".
And he's been in the weight room. Looking at Gus Malzahn on TV doesn't do him justice to how physically fit he actually is.
Well, $50 million will do that to you. $50 million will make you look physically fit, even if you're not.
I'm just saying, like, he's a big dude.
Gus got a $50 million salary increase of new contract and hasn't won a football game since he got his new contract.
This segment brought to you by Urgent
Interesting
Med.
Interesting fact, by the way.
Urgent Med 1, New Era Pools, and Brogan's. I'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you miss any of the show, we'll stream it on demand. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. We got Facebook Live streaming Mine and Kip's Facebook. Go there. You can find us. We have pretty faces, mostly.
Signing day. Still some big prospects out there across the land. Georgia needs to sign maybe one or two to keep that number one recruiting class in place. Locally, man, this is just, you know, think about it. Let's be, you know, serious here for a second. Do you ever remember a time when we've had more high-profile coaches coming through this area looking at prospects than we do right now?
Never.
I mean, and that's a good thing for this community. And they're coming to all the high schools. All the high schools here locally have quality football players, and the coaches around the country are starting to realize that.
Our Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week is up next after the break.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply, fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
That yard getting out of control? Or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. With signing day right around the corner, here are some early local commitments from the gridiron. Gerard Frazier, Marshall, Cam Futch, West Georgia, Aubrey Williams, Navy, Alonzo Brown, UVA Wise, DJ Whitfield, George Mincy, and Ty Henson, Valdosta State. John Kano will be visiting Kennesaw State this weekend before he commits. We have also seen coach after coach from just about every program worth mentioning here visiting BHS's Ward McClendon and Frederica's Jayshon Sheffield and Jalen Simpson for next year's class. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
I don't know why we're still doing the Jay Bish thing, but okay.
Sneak it in there, man. Our producer, our unnamed producer, he likes to throw that in there. Good job, man. That's part of the negotiations that we had over the last 2 weeks. Keep that in the broadcast. Good job.
So I teased our sound of the week. I'm a man of my word. I always follow through with what I say. So what this sound of the week is, we've all heard, and most of us have probably heard the sound already, but in case you haven't, we've all heard about the radio interview where Tom Brady just basically hangs up with the radio station. So here is about a minute clip. So this clip's a little longer than what we normally do for our Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week, but it's worth the wait.
Stacy had told me that someone had made a comment about my daughter or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, yeah. Tom, we were just talking about it. It was Alex Reamer, and Jerry and I talked about it Friday. It was a stupid thing to say. We destroyed him for saying it. You can say whatever you like. Go ahead.
I've tried to come on this show for many years and showed you guys a lot of respect. I've always tried to come on and, you know, do a good job for you guys. You know, it's very disappointing when you hear that, certainly with my daughter or any child, you know, they certainly don't deserve that. So.
Oh, no, Tom, no question.
Yeah,
as I said, Jerry and I talked about it on Friday. Stupid thing to say. He was suspended for it. He should be. There are certain things I think you understand. As a professional athlete, you're going to be criticized for what you do or on or off the field as an individual. But for a kid to be criticized is unbelievably stupid. There's no defense for it.
Yeah. So I'll obviously evaluate whether I want to come on this show again. So I really don't have much to say this morning.
That's good.
Deuces.
Click. See ya. Man, that dial tone hit quick, didn't it?
See you later. This segment brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill.
Can you imagine?
Sea Palms Coastal Realty and Big City Cleaners. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Atmosphere in that place is fabulous.
It is. Food's good, too.
It is very good. Just a great place to go if you want to wine and dine your sweetheart.
It is. Book now for Valentine's Day because it's gonna fill up. Dudes, get it right.
Wow. Can you imagine after Tom hung up right there on that call, the radio silence or whatever those hosts had to deal with right after that? I can only imagine if somebody did you and I like that.
They wouldn't do us like that.
You never know.
Yeah, we don't make stupid decisions on the radio.
No, we're not going to talk about anybody's child. I mean, that's ridiculous.
He just did it for shock value.
That's it. That's the Jim Rome School of Broadcasting, right?
The problem is that now that Tom Brady decides not to do that show, which he's not going to do the show anymore, obviously there are advertisers that are tied up sponsoring the Tom Brady segment. Well, if there's no Tom Brady segment, those advertisers don't have anything to sponsor, so that dude just lost the radio station money if Tom Brady doesn't come back. If Brady says, "I'm not coming back," that dude's going to get fired.
Oh, yeah, he's probably going to get fired anyway. That's a broadcasting no-no.
It really is. I'm here from experience.
Just don't do that.
You just don't do stupid stuff, man.
When common sense will usually tell you when you've done something you're not supposed to do. It just has a way of doing that.
I've not done a very good job. I'm just being honest with you. My New Year's resolution was a lot harder than what I thought it was going to be. I know that you haven't been here in a few weeks, but I just, you know.
Just two. Not
well,
a few.
But see, the thing is you haven't been here in 2 weeks, but we haven't done a show together in 3 weeks because I missed the prior week before
that's
that.
Right.
Nobody cares about that I was gone.
You set the bar for contract negotiations.
Jason Bishop show, and nobody cares that Jason Bishop's not here.
I mean, you set the bar, see, when I followed suit right after that. It took mine 2 weeks to get resolved, but you've got yours. See, you may be a better negotiator than me.
My New Year's resolution that I've had a hard time keeping to, I think you know what it is. We've talked about it. My New Year's resolution was I was going to try to be right a little less in 2018, and it has really proven to be a lot harder than I thought, being right.
I mean, you got the standard 38 to 10 prediction every week. I mean, those, I'm sure they're panning out, you know, so you on track, man.
The NBA All-Star game doesn't have one Atlanta Hawk on the roster. Not one.
Okay, here's a question. Who plays for the Atlanta Hawks? Who? I mean, really? I guess I got to go on the internet and start reading.
Dennis Schroeder.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right, but what's their record? Don't they have, like, the worst record in basketball or close to it? They're not very good.
Let's find that out. Let's find out their record.
The Hawks were like 3 years ago won 60 games. You remember that? And then now we're struggling to even name Atlanta Hawks. So
the Hawks are 15-37.
Wow. They're tearing it up. I'm sure that's last place in their division.
15th in the Eastern Conference.
That's last.
That's only 7 spots out from the 8 seed.
Okay. Well, I guess you can get seats, good courtside seats at Phillips Arena right now, can't you?
There is an app.
Is there?
I'm not making this up.
Okay.
There is an app that you can put on your phone. It's like $15 that whenever there's a live sporting event, you can watch the live sporting event on your phone as if you were in a seat instead of buying a ticket.
Okay. So that's what the Hawk fans are doing.
I
mean, they're investing in that, obviously, I mean, because there's a lot of empty seats in Phillips Arena.
Team LeBron and Team Stephen Curry, how stupid is that? I think it's dumb. Get back to the East and West.
Team LeBron. And he goes out and he picks Kyrie Irving, who apparently they wanted to fight before he left Cleveland. And then he picks Kevin Durant, the guy who's actually better than him in the NBA.
Well, LeBron's the best player that's ever lived. It's hard to be better than the best player that's ever lived.
LeBron's not even the best player in the NBA right now.
DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and LeBron are your starting five for LeBron's team.
Cousins is out for the year. He blew out his ACL, so he's gone.
That's correct.
Yeah.
He would be replaced by LaMarcus Aldridge. And so on team Stephen, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Stephen Curry, DeMar DeRozan, Joel Embiid, and James Harden are your starting five there. No Atlanta Hawks, by the way, on the team.
No, nobody wants any Hawks right now. Dominique Wilkins isn't walking through the door again anytime soon. He was a staple in All-Star games. Dominique was.
Actually, still does walk through those doors. I don't know if you know this, but he's in management.
He's in management, but he's not walking on the court. Let me rephrase.
And he still walks on the court. He just doesn't.
Doesn't dunk and score. Back when Atlanta was relevant in basketball. Which they haven't been relevant now over 30 years. It's been a while.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here. Don't screw this up. Don't know where to start? Get over to the Flower Basket, 2440 Parkwood Drive, across from the hospital. Let the Flower Basket crew make sure her Valentine's Day is amazing. Beautiful red roses by the dozen or in a variety of colors and mixed flower arrangements, too. They have plenty of unique Valentine's Day specials, including the My Heart's Gem Vase embossed with a crystal heart. So this Valentine's Day, get it right. The Flower Basket, 912-265-5990 and online at brunswickflowerbasket.net.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and Pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. By the way, in case you haven't been following, MCA is looking for a new coach, and we have heard a rumor.
I mean, that seems like a reoccurring comment. We hear a lot. MCA is looking for a new head football coach. How many times have we heard that in the last 4 or 5 years? Quite often. But there is a rumor out there that a highly thought of coach in coaching circles, big name, used to coach at Washington County, used to coach at...
Oh, wait. Before we
okay.
Undo the break the rumor mill.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, this just in from the Jason Bishop Show rumor mill, Rick Tomberlin has applied for the McIntosh County Academy coaching job. Tomberlin, state champion coach at Washington County, but he had Terrence Edwards and all those guys playing for him up there, Robert Edwards, that whole crew, but went to Lowndes, had some success, been a lot of places in the state of Georgia. Rumor has it he has applied for the Bucks job in Darien. Good luck, Coach Tomberlin. They got the athletes up there to win. I just don't know what's happening up there.
Too many people getting in their own way.
I mean, it's... Need some popcorn. But
3 rings.
Will they get it right eventually?
Maybe.
You're more connected up there than I am, so you're more qualified to speak on this than I am. I don't know.
Here's the thing, man. Like, we told Bishop Media, who is the parent company of this show, also hosted and broadcasted a coaches show for MCA last year. The principal of the school didn't even know that. How does that happen? How do you not know that your coach is doing a coaches show and what company he's doing it for? How does that happen?
I don't know.
As a principal, shouldn't you know those things?
I would think you would.
I mean...
I would think you would know what your staff's doing out, you know, representing your school.
No clue.
That's not surprising, is it?
No, it's not.
So,
this segment brought to you by Catch 228, Alan Tucker, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and by Brunswick Mower. Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue. Pickup and delivery is also available. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this mention, and receive 10% off of your service.
Grass cutting season.
You don't know anything.
You got a lot of grass.
Grass cutting season until you come out to Bishop Island. Come talk to me then.
There's a lot of grass out there, isn't there?
Boy.
Are you responsible for cutting all that grass, or you just do it?
Part of it. I'm responsible for part of it.
Okay, but that part's a pretty good piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know you got a riding lawnmower.
Yeah.
Okay. You would have to. That's a lot of grass.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in this heat.
When we first moved there, the grass was like almost waist high.
Ooh.
It took me a month to get things under control. Now it's pretty out there.
Yeah. I've been out there a time or two. I mean, you know, the commoners do get invites sometimes out to...
Commoners.
We've had a couple of invites. So.
If you were a coach and MCA contacted you about this job, would you even consider it?
Just depends where I'm at in life. I mean, if things are going well and I'm in a good situation where I'm at and they call out of the blue, knowing what's been going on up there, I'll probably say thanks, but no thanks. And be cordial, but cordially say no. But, you know, if you don't have a job and, you know, you got a fire in your belly and you've had a little bit of success and you got a decent resume, the challenge is there. And some coaches just like the challenge of going into an environment and turning it around.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Jeff Heron's not taking the MCA job.
No, he's not. No. But there's some, you know, maybe they go the coordinator route. There's a lot of good coordinators out there just sort of looking for.
Jeff Heron's not going to be a coordinator either.
And that's their problem. They can't get their act together up there, but yet they want to make a Nick Saban hire. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, just not going to happen. You got to just realize where you are on the totem pole right now and just say, okay, we got to rebuild this thing. We got to blow everything up and we have to rebuild. And they just, pride and ego and all that stuff gets in the way. You got to start over.
I think the most important thing is that whatever coach they decide to hire, they need to sign him to a five-year deal. I know you can't really do that in the Georgia school system, but that's what really needs to happen. You need to go ahead and just say, come hell or high water, good or bad, this dude's here for 5 years, regardless of what he does.
Five coaches in 7 years?
Something, yeah, 5 and 7. The next hire will be 5 and 7.
How do you have any stability there?
That's my point.
I mean, you don't.
That's why the next hire, you say to yourself, we're going to give you 5 years. You couldn't win a game, but you're going to be here for 5 years.
That's why I'm so pleased with the job Pender came in and did in year one at Brunswick. That was Brunswick's third coach in 4 years, and he came in and, you know, got a 7-3 out of his senior class, you know, that he only had 1 year with. So these graduating seniors had 3 football coaches in 4 years. I mean, that's an unstable environment. But to him and his staff's credit, they came in and righted this thing in one season. And a lot of credit goes to the players, too. But somebody's going to have to come into Darien and do the same thing. And
they're going to have to be given the opportunity to do it.
Right.
They're going to have to. No, look. Listen to what I'm about to say.
I'm listening.
No coach worth his salt that has already a reputation of being a head football coach, a successful one in the state of Georgia, or anywhere. No coach that's worth his salt is going to sit down in this interview and listen to them pitch him and sign a one-year contract with no guarantee beyond that. No coach is going to do it.
Nah, you got to come in there knowing if you're a coach and you are interested in this job, you got to come in and bring some leverage with you. Look here, guys, you sit in that interview and you say, I've been part of these interviews because I've been on some search committees. You got to come in as a potential coach and say, look, this is what I need from you guys. You got to create an environment for stability here. And it's not by signing a one-year contract. You got to give me a 2 or 3 year contract so I can take a freshman or sophomore class and build them into something in a couple of years, because it's just not going to happen right away.
And if that coach does that and they give him a guarantee. They're not going to sign him to a 2-year, 3-year contract, but they give him the guarantee that he will have his contract renewed for that long. There's also got to be this said. I don't care if this is the coach talking, by the way. I don't care who the principal is. I don't care who the principal is next year. I don't care who the principal is the year after that. I don't care who the superintendent is. I don't care who the superintendent's going to be in 3 years. I don't care about any of that. You're bringing me in to bring stability to a football program. That's what I'm here to do. That's what I'm going to do. And if I have that commitment from you guys, I can do that. But don't bring a new principal in here, and then the principal doesn't like what I'm doing here, and then he ousts me.
Yeah, see, you can't have that. That's where a superintendent's got to step in and lay the groundwork of how this thing's going to work.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas. 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. With signing day right around the corner, here are some early local commitments from the gridiron. Sherrod Frazier, Marshall, Cam Futch, West Georgia, Aubrey Williams, Navy, Alonzo Brown, UVA Wise, DJ Whitfield, George Mincy, and Ty Henson, Valdosta State. John Kano will be visiting Kennesaw State this weekend before he commits. We have also seen coach after coach from just about every program worth mentioning here visiting BHS's Ward McClendon and Frederica's Jayshon Sheffield and Jalen Simpson for next year's class. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so this is our last segment. It's brought to you by Pristine Water, Coconut Kebs, the Flower Basket, and Brunswick Country Club. All right, so I want you, if you're a dude and you're listening to this show, I've got a live read to do, and I want you to pay attention to this live read because I am talking to you. Ready? Here we go. Guys, Valentine's Day is almost here. Do not screw this up. Don't know where to start? Get over to the Flower Basket, 2440 Parkwood Drive, across from the hospital. Let the Flower Basket crew make sure her Valentine's Day is amazing. Beautiful red roses by the dozen, variety of colors, and mixed flower arrangements, too. They have plenty of unique Valentine's Day specials, including a My Heart's Gem vase embossed with a crystal heart. this Valentine's Day. Get it right. The Flower Basket, 265-5990, online, brunswickflowerbasket.net. Most important holiday of the year for guys.
You don't get that day right, you in trouble.
The whole year.
I mean, that you can... Yeah. You got to get that day correct.
Don't screw it up.
Yeah. Good reminder, though.
That's what I do.
That's good. Good stuff.
There are very few things that I do that aren't good.
Well, anyway, that's something that's been eating at me while I was out on my, you know, out on my little hiatus that I had. Okay, yeah, Georgia lost the national championship game. Okay.
Oh boy.
We get it. We get it. But to all the Georgia haters out there, that all you got to hang on to is, oh, you haven't won anything in 37 years and Herschel Walker this, Herschel Walker that. Every time I hear that, I just hear fear in their voice because they know what's coming. If you talk to all the people close to the Georgia program, they would tell you that they did not expect to be in this position in year two. But in year three, four, five down the road, they expected to be there. So, yeah, kick Georgia fans while they're a little bit down. But
a little bit down.
They lost in the title game by a field goal,
man, I'm
to
there,
Alabama in overtime.
I'm there with you, man. Like, I'm still heartbroken.
I'm heartbroken, too. But to listen to somebody on the air talk about 37 years and people are tired of hearing about Herschel Walker, blah, blah, blah. You know, people are going to get to, people, you know, insert any fan base. Okay? Let's look through the powerhouses of the SEC. Tennessee, 1998 was a long time ago. Okay? 20 years. So, you know, 37, 20 years and relief on the horizon for Tennessee doesn't look like it's there yet. LSU, Coach O's losing five games a year now. Now, yeah, LSU's got young talent, and they played 28 freshmen last year, and blah, 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 blah. The fact of the matter is they lost five football games, and they lost to Troy. Okay? Auburn. Yeah, Auburn was number one in the country. Re-upped their coach to $50 million, and they lost two straight football games. Okay? Auburn's not far away. Georgia's not far away. Alabama is right there. Florida is rebuilding. LSU, I don't know about LSU with their coaching situation, but they could get back because Louisiana has a ton of talent. And Florida is rebuilding. Also, those are the big six schools in the SEC. And yet, Georgia, out of those big six schools, are the last. It's been the longest drought since they won a national title. But out of those big six schools in the SEC, the only one of the six that may be in better position right now to succeed moving forward is Alabama. So, there you go. I had to get that off my chest.
You feel better?
I do.
Super Bowl is Sunday. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick versus Nick Foles and the Eagles.
All signs point to a Patriot blowout. But that's why you play the game. And this has got a funny feel. This is one of these Super Bowls that has a funny feel to me.
No. This has no funny feel.
Yeah, because after this game, the Patriots defensive coordinator, Mike Patricia mm-hmm. going to be the head coach of the Detroit Lions. Okay. And then their offensive coordinator, he's going to get a head coaching job. And Belichick's been there forever. Tom Brady's been there forever. And all signs point to this like the swan song for the New England Patriots. And when everything seems like the stars are aligned to ride off into the sunset, somebody always comes to ruin the day, and it could be the Eagles tomorrow. Could be. Eagles are due.
There's one. Set for stun.
Eagles are due. They've been to the Super Bowl now a couple of times, and last time they were there, and this was a rematch of the Super Bowl that was played in Jacksonville, Super Bowl 39. where T.O. played on one ankle, which, by the way, why he's not in the Hall of Fame yet is beyond me. So
that's the game where Donovan McNabb threw up on the field?
That is the game.
Haven't really heard a lot about that rematch.
That's a rematch of Super Bowl 39. Great halftime show. Who was the halftime show in Super Bowl 39 in Jacksonville? That was a great halftime show.
Google.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good halftime show.
I remember that. Yeah.
My girlfriend says, I just want to watch Super Bowl tomorrow. Watch Justin Timberlake. I want to see the halftime show. Okay. We'll watch the halftime show. I'm kind of looking forward to it, too.
We're going to do commercials. I don't think the game's going to be any good.
We may come in here next Sunday with a segment on ranking the Super Bowl commercials. Which one was top five segment? Let's do that.
It's not a bad idea.
Come in here, which one was your best?
We'll get management to sign off. I'm going to take the Patriots 38-10.
I'll take the Eagles 27-24.
I don't think the game's going to be close.
Well, you said that. You've said that every major prediction now since I've been doing this show. I mean, eventually you're going to be right. But one thing you are is always right.
That's right.
So, producers and management, one of the sticking points in management discussion was also coming up with a tracking device on predictions. So, I've got that built into my new contract. So, next year, there's going to be a running tally on predictions, and we're going to be able to deal in facts instead of subjective commentary.
What's subjective about my commentary?
It's subjective.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883 and on St. Simon's 912-434-9316 or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
The best hangout spot on St. Simon's, all the locals will tell you, Brogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all. Happy hour 4 to 6 and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon's Sound the island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service. Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery
a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.